So just introduce yourself.
So my name is Kerry Bynan. I'm here representing Cyber Wales.
Brilliant. And so Kerry, what brought you here today?
The event with Cyber Ireland and Cyber Wales. And it was really lovely to be able to hear from colleagues in Ireland as to what your cybersecurity cluster is doing here, the challenges that you're facing, which are very similar to the ones we face in Wales, and how you're approaching those challenges. And there are a lot of similarities, and I think there's a lot of opportunity for us to work together in the future.
Yeah, definitely. There's certainly some crossover.
Yeah.
What areas do you feel that both clusters can support each other the best moving forward?
Possibly addressing the skill shortage.
Okay.
So it's about identifying what the skill shortage is, how we go about fixing that, and the education and training piece. I think there's great opportunities for collaboration there. And also, as was mentioned in the event itself, helping Irish companies come to Wales to open up, and vice versa.
Yeah,
so import and export opportunities.
Oh, exciting stuff. And so for you now, heading back to Wales, what has been your key takeaway from this morning's conversations?
The key takeaways would be that our issues are similar, and that I think there's a definite willingness on both sides to collaborate and work together. I know I've had conversations with colleagues after the event, and we'll definitely be taking those conversations forward.
Sure.
There's great work being carried out by Cyber Ireland in the short time that it's been going. It's been really great to see.
Hi Jackie, so if you could just introduce yourself and tell me what brought you here today, that would be brilliant.
Hi, my name is Jackie Fox and I lead the cybersecurity practice for Accenture in Ireland, and I also am the vice chair for Cyber Ireland on the board, and I lecture on a master's in UCD in cybersecurity. I was here today moderating a panel where they were discussing cyber skills shortages and also about internationalisation. It was a very exciting discussion. It was very interesting to hear the Welsh contingents on the panel explaining some of the things and initiatives that they had done that are quite different than some of the things that we've done in Ireland, and vice versa. So Wales were saying that they need to do more to get out into the community, to get some more diverse talent in. And we were discussing here that in Ireland, we have a group called Teen Turn that goes to DESH schools and actually talks to people in transition year. And that was an interesting idea for them. For us, I was listening to, they actually have four constituents in their cluster. In Ireland, we have academia, government and industry, but they also have the defence, defence forces as such,
yeah,
in as part of their cluster. So I think that's a very interesting aspect and something that we can explore here in Ireland. So that would be my key takeaway, that there are things that we are both doing differently and we can definitely learn and get better. Rather than having to gruel through the experience of it, we can actually just learn from each other.
Brilliant. Perfect. Thanks so much, Jackie.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Neil Sanford. I'm the cybersecurity lead within the trade investment team at Welsh Government. We've come on over with representatives of our Cyber Wales cluster to meet with colleagues and friends from Cyber Ireland, share ideas, exchange contacts, and hopefully build collaborations.
Brilliant. And what sort of ideas do you feel you'd be taking back with you to Wales?
Yeah. I was really impressed actually with the breadth of expertise and the activity that's going on within Cyber Ireland.
Okay.
Considering the organisation is such a young organisation, I believe it's been going for less than 12 months. But the mileage that the team are making is great. Lots of similarities, I think, in terms of the issues you're facing here in Ireland to what our clusters in Wales are looking to address. So yeah, collaboration opportunities all the way, I think.
Thanks for your time.
So my name's Owen Byrne. I'm the Cluster Manager for Cyber Ireland, which is the National Cybersecurity Cluster Organisation. Today we ran an event with the Welsh Government Office in Dublin and the UK Department of Trade and Investment to look at connecting the Irish and the Welsh cybersecurity clusters. There's a lot of opportunities, I think, because both sectors are quite similar and given their proximity as well. And the topics of today were of interest, I think, to the companies companies and the members of both clusters as well. It was looking at addressing the cybersecurity skills shortage in both regions, but importantly looking at the solutions for those challenges as well. And I think it was really interesting to get the experiences from both Wales and Ireland, from government, from academia, from indigenous companies from both countries as well, looking at identifying what are some of the challenges but also what are the solutions. And I think for us in Cyber Ireland, we've certainly learnt a lot from what's going on in Wales. They seem to have a series of initiatives supported by government and with the backing of industry that is looking at promoting cybersecurity careers and pathways right from primary schools up into secondary schools, things like national capture the flag competitions for students to get them interested into a career in cyber, and then also working closely with the academic institutes to align the industry needs with the courses that are being delivered within those higher education institutes. And also importantly, I think it was noted the role of the further education colleges as well, that I suppose ensuring that skills and talent pipeline, you need to have people coming from all different sorts of backgrounds, that's not just necessarily the undergrads and the postgrads that companies are looking for as well. So there was a lot to take from it from our perspective, and I think it's the start of a collaboration between the Irish and the Welsh cybersecurity clusters.
Brilliant, thanks all.
Okay, so my name is Regina Bracken. I work for Fast Track into Technology, FIT Limited. We are the national coordinators of the tech apprenticeships in Ireland. They are currently three streams, software developers, network engineers, and the newest stream is cybersecurity apprentice. I came here today to talk on the panel about addressing the skills gap and initiatives like our own, or like the Irish apprenticeship program. What I got to take away from today was that collaboration is a very important part for us to learn how skills gaps are being looked at in other regions and other environments, but also that we can share some of what we're learning with other areas.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for your time.
Great. Good morning. My name is Pat Larkin. I'm CEO of Worth Solutions. We're an Indigenous Irish cybersecurity full security lifecycle provider, everything from SGRC to information protection, detect and respond, incident response capability. I'm board member of Cyber Ireland, so that's what's brought me along to this event today with my Cyber Ireland hat on, I guess. So Cyber Ireland is about promotion of the cybersecurity industry in Ireland for industry, for academia and research, and for government. And I suppose the insight I got from today was I'm convinced, obviously, about the value of Cyber Ireland to the Irish cybersecurity sector, both multinationals, indigenous Irish providers, government, academia, etc. But I think we're trying to build that collaboration nationally. But given the problems that cyber faces, which are common globally, I think this kind of peer-to-peer cyber cluster collaboration internationally makes absolute sense. And I think one of the points that was discussed on the panel and that I kind of made from our experience is that effectively there's a kind of an assumption that state and state security services can solve this problem, whereas the reality is that they're a contributor to the solution for cybersecurity problems, but actually the reality is for most business and most non-government organizations, it's an industry solution, whether it's an in-house security provision from an organization or whether it's outsourced. And I think the cyber security cluster model creates a really good representation of the whole cyber sector. Other industry groups are very focused on vendor, are very focused on national security services. So they're quite niche, whereas I think the cyber cluster creates a true representation of the cyber sector, and therefore it becomes a platform to actually solve the problem for our customers. So it creates a platform to perhaps promote things like true intelligence sharing and collaboration around what we're seeing, what's coming from rogue nations, from state actors, from cyber cartels, etc., and to build that kind of collaboration and insight and sharing, so that we either share the intelligence around the bad actors and the mechanisms they're using to try and exploit, or our learnings around successful solutions. Because I think the kind of approach that has happened or evolved over time, where there's just increasing complexity, more technology, more products, all trying to solve the problem, is kind of reaching a point where it's unmanageable. It's unmanageable for customers. It's unmanageable for service providers, to say that there's such complexity and such diversity. There's almost a tool and a widget for every problem, and trying to deliver and deploy those is not economically feasible, is not operationally feasible in terms of the management of that. So I think if we create a platform to share ideas, share intelligence, create a momentum for policy change and infrastructural change, etc. as well, then I think we'll get to servicing our customers, which is about it's about reducing the problems and the impact that cybersecurity has on their businesses, on their organizations, and about allowing them to progress with the digital transformation and the digital enablement that they need to do their business. Because I think any attempts to do this prior to this have failed because there hasn't been coherence and because there hasn't been a true representation of the cybersecurity sector.
Thanks very much, Pat.
Thanks.
My name is Damon Rance, and I am CEO of a company called Wolfbury. So in 2014, I was co-founder of the South Wales Cybersecurity Cluster, which was quite interesting. I remember our first meeting, in fact, Neil Sanford, who's here today, was attended as well. So we've always had Welsh Government buy-in for our cluster. We thought we'd had it made. There was 12 people turned up. This is brilliant. This is amazing. 12 people, that's amazing. We all like the same thing. Our next couple of cluster meetings weren't so great, with about four or five people turning up. But, you know, we've grown, we've persisted with it. We've ended up now as the largest cybersecurity cluster in the United Kingdom. I think there's 21 clusters at the moment. But if you add all those other clusters together, their membership is still smaller than ours in Wales, added together, which is quite amazing, right?
What size is the cluster now?
Oh, it's just over 1,000 members.
Oh my days.
Right, so it's brilliant. But what we do differently to all the other clusters in Wales, right, is that you'll see a number of the clusters will say, well, yeah, you've got to be a pure cybersecurity company to become a member because it's a cybersecurity cluster. But us, we're completely open whether or not it's students interested in learning more about cybersecurity, or people, you know, looking to change direction. I know we had some conversations earlier about people who were working as a chef. We had the one guy who was working as a chef, now we're working in cybersecurity. So it's a great place to come if you want to learn about how to transition that way. But we also have the big primes, the Airbuses, Thales, General Dynamics. You know, we've got it's become a hotbed for cybersecurity in Wales. You know, that's why BT have now opened their cyber centre in the region as well. So it's grown and grown and grown, so it's been really good. So now I love coming to these type of events and seeing the other clusters that are developing. I mean, your cluster, it is amazing. It's less than a year old, but it's growing. The chapters, you know, it's great to see other countries' interpretation of this type of ecosystem and the support for the ecosystem. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of things in common. There are some things that you guys are doing differently, like the outreach to the underprivileged children who don't go to college and things like that. That is fascinating for us, and it's something that we've been talking about last night over a couple of Guinnesses. Right, so it's really, yeah, that was really, really interesting. And I think that's why my job for Wales is to tell stories, right, about success stories of, you know, the things that have gone on in Wales that have helped us to promote internationalisation and to for growth of businesses in our region. Because what we need to do is we need to plant the seeds for the businesses, and that's the role of the universities, the companies that spring up around the big organisations in Wales. Our role is to nurture them, for them to grow into startups, and then to scale up and stay where they are, to keep those scale-ups in the area. And that'll be exactly the same need for you guys as well. You know, you have to keep those scale-ups. It's brilliant once they've scaled up, and then they end up, you know, they go to international locations. And Obviously you should come to Wales when you've got a great company. Yes, the first place you should come,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, top of the list.
Exactly, right? But, you know, but it's that scale up. I'm a firm believer that we should do everything we can to keep them as the headquarters in the area that they will grow. And that's the, you know, that's my role, and that's the role of Cyber Wales, I think.
Brilliant, brilliant. And so from today, and talking about the collaboration and the support that Cyber Wales and Cyber Ireland can offer each other,
yeah,
what do you feel after all the conversations there is the key takeaway for you heading back to Wales?
Oh, I mean, that's really, like, as I mentioned, there's things that we can learn from you guys. There's things that we do that you can learn from us. I mean, okay, you know, we've got a strong defence element in our cybersecurity ecosystem, because in Wales we have the first cyber regiment in the army of part-time, what I can't remember what they call them now. What do they call part-time soldiers these days?
Yeah, part-time soldiers.
Yeah, but you know, we run we have the first cyber regiment, so, which is amazing, right? Yeah. And there's a reason we've got that. Yeah, there's a reason we've got that. It's because of the strength of the sector in Wales, in our region. So there's definitely takeaways for us to learn. There's definitely the opportunities for soft landings. I just had a great chat to someone out there just now about them interested in moving into the UK market. Well, that's where our cluster can help, because we've got brilliant innovation space like the tram shed, who are cluster members and things like that, who are just brilliant, right? And it is a really collaborative space that businesses can go to and work from and meet people from Welsh government and other businesses from the region. So yeah, there's lots we can offer, and I'm sure it's the other way around as well.
Brilliant. Well, thanks so much for your time.